Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Felicia, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to Ramki Infrastructure Limited Q2 FY26 Investors Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Gulshan Singh from Sunidhi Securities. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone. On behalf of Sunidhi Securities, I welcome you all to Ramki Infrastructure Limited Q2 H1 FY26 Earning Conference Call. Today we have with us a management represented by Mr. Sunil Sukumaran Nair, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Sultan Beg, Group CFO, and Mr. Sarvanath Raipuri, Chief Financial Officer. We thanks Ramki Infrastructure for giving us the opportunity to host the call. I would now like to hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thanks, and over to you, Sunil, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. On the behalf of RIL, I'm pleased to welcome you to the investor call. To provide you an overview, Ramki Infra, they have the quarter two revenue of 444 crores. We listed since 2010. We have presence in sectors like industrial solutions, water, wastewater, roads, urban solutions, and buildings. We have completed three decades of successful design, engineering, financing, and project execution. RIL is the flagship company of the Ramki Group, founded in 1994. We are one of the leading ISO-certified PPC company in India. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Ma'am, hello. We can
go for Q&A. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes from Parth from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the chance. Could the management sort of provide a detailed segmental breakdown of the 9,200 crore order, like waste and wastewater, building construction, that kind of segmentation?
The order book breakdown is the industrial is at 4,000 crore, water wastewater is of 2,700 crores, and building construction is 2,000 crores. Urban solutions and others is 500 crore.
Okay, thanks. Also, could you help me with the breakdown of the EPC and O&M components?
Oh, yeah. Industrial in terms of EPC is about 700, and the O&M is 3,300 crores. Water, wastewater, EPC is 2,300, and the O&M is 400 crores. Buildings, purely it is EPC, that's 2,000 crores. And the others we have a breakdown of EPC 200 and O&M 300.
Also, okay, thank you. Also, what key projects can you expect to drive the sort of revenue contributions in FY27 and 28? Could you help me with that?
Yes, obviously the segments, water wastewater is one of the key segments that we continue to do, and we are clocking in new orders. Building, industrial continue to remain strong based on the current order back. Additionally, we have participated in two major industrial projects, which where companies very confident. We are in the advanced stage of discussions with the state, and we expect to see some positive results. The projects are expected to further enhance our top line in FY27 and FY28.
Okay, okay. Understood. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question comes from Pramit Jain from JN Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for providing an opportunity. So I just wanted to ask regarding the EBITDA margins outlook segment-wise. And my second question is on the project capex and the funding of the projects are in the line right now.
Yeah, on EBITDA, we are currently present among the top performers within our peer groups, which is 22% EBITDA. So while we aim to improve them further, I mean, with the new just orders in hand, and we are cautiously optimistic about the maintaining our standing.
And on the project funding and capex.
Come again, please.
Hello, am I audible?
Now you are audible. Can you please clarify your question, please? Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah. My second question was on the project capex and the funding for around 2,000 crore.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the latest award, Hyderabad Water Ham project.
Yeah.
The job value is 2,085 crores. Capital expenditure for the project is 1,600. The funding structure is typically comprised of 40. The client receives during the construction, the client pays 40%, with the remaining requirements are met through debt equity. Typically, it costs 30 equity and 70 debt, and we expect to achieve, we are in the advanced stage of the financial closure. We hopefully everything gets done during January 2026, latest.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Siddharth Shah from MK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is on the overall bid pipeline. What kind of bid pipeline do you see across each of our segments, industrials, water segment, as well as the building and urban solutions? So what kind of pipeline do we have to bid for next 2 years or something? And out of that, what kind of order inflow guidance, apart from whatever we have received till now, what kind of further orders are we expecting during the rest of this year, as well as some guidance for order inflow for next year, sir?
Our pipeline is quite robust, especially in water, wastewater, and industrial solutions. There are quite a number of bids that are under the bidding process. The HAM model project requires intense workout, so we are very selective in our participation where we can add value as a company. We are expecting to see in the next quarter that some of the work that we have done in the past, I mean, so we will update you on the sizable orders which are going to be secured in the next quarter. Our expansion in the international market, especially the Middle East and Africa, we are now participating in many of these segments. So overall, we see a robust pipeline.
But could you quantify the kind of pipeline that you'll be bidding for?
It's quite a number of projects which we are finalizing. The numbers are very difficult to provide, but anything in the range of $1 billion pipeline currently.
And this will be bid out in next, say, 6 to 12 months?
Yes, it's the next 12 months.
Okay. And sir, on the industrial park segment, there are a lot of announcements from the government side also that they are coming out with industrial corridors and all. So any movement on that side, any large industrial park or industrial corridor that we are targeting or we are optimistic about, which will come up in next 1 year?
Look, I mean, when it comes to industrial parks, we one among the top companies in India who has established a very well pharma park in Andhra Pradesh, which is a role model for many states. We are in consultation with the many states, Maharashtra, Bihar, Telangana, Himachal, where we are in advanced discussion in Maharashtra for a pretty large life sciences park. We expect to get these results probably in the coming quarters. So once we have a formal decision, that we will be communicating with you. Our idea is to we always keep 2.5 to 3x order that gives us a visibility of about 36 months. So that's a model that we should follow.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mayurish Raut from Inverse 4EDU. Please go ahead.
Hello. I am audible.
We are audible, but lots of disturbance is there.
Hello. Yes, sir. So my question is now I am clear?
Yeah. Better.
Sir, my question is on Srinagar Baniyan Road asset settlement. If you could throw some color on the settlement discussion for the Srinagar Baniyan Road asset with lenders, including progress on asset monetization or restructuring.
The debt settlement in Srinagar Baniyan is completed as of January 24th with ARCs and the respective banks as well. Now, company is under the advanced stage of discussion with the multiple financial institutions, wherein we are confident we'll be closing before March 26, the discounting of receivables. And also, company has applied the NOC for NHAI for obtaining the additional debt.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Dharmesh from Shrika Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Congratulations for good numbers. In fact, sir, I would like to know that out of 9,200 crore order book, what kind of execution we are expecting in this year? And in how many years we will be in the position to execute this entire order book of 9,200 crore rupees? And what will be the EBITDA margin for the same?
As we said that, the year we would be closing close to the 2,400 crores for the year, current year. And the next year, the backlog will take us to the next year and the year preceding year. EBITDA okay. margins remains constant as in the range of 21-22%.
So 2,400 for this year. So till now we have completed 800. So 1,600 is what we are expecting this year itself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great, sir. Thanks. Best of luck for the same, sir. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities and Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, we have two L1 positions. So what is the status over there and what is the size of those orders? And when are we expecting to get LOA for those projects?
So those projects still it is under evaluation from the authority level. So we expect during the quarter we'll get some sort of an output from the authorities.
And the second one?
And the second one also we are expecting in quarter four.
Okay. And what could be the size, approximate size of these orders?
The size of order is 2,000 crore plus.
Both put together individually, you say?
Individually. Average.
Okay. And okay. And what is for next year? Apart from these, in next 6 months, which segment you are expecting orders to be finalized? Where we have bidded?
I think there are multiple segments we are working on. Water, wastewater is one area that we expect. There is a 24/7 water supply schemes which we are working on many projects, and obviously on the industrial parks. And these are three major areas, and we continue to have our additional work coming on the building segment. So we maintain a balance.
And lastly, any breakthrough we are expecting in the overseas market, like we are trying to get some order over there?
Quite advanced on some of the projects that we expect that would be in the next two quarters. We expect to see some results.
Okay. Thank you. That is all for today.
Thank you. The next question comes from Suraj Shinde from S Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
So you're audible, sir. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, just a few basic questions on the industry front. As far as water, water sector is concerned, so just wanted to understand, so is there any slowdown do you see from the government in terms of tendering the new projects?
So can you repeat the question, please?
So just wanted to understand, is there any slowdown do you see as from the government end while tendering the new projects in the water segment?
No, I think it's on the contrary that there are quite a number of projects coming up on the water wastewater segment. We see quite a lot of interest from the states, multiple states in India. So we don't see, and we expect that to happen in the coming 3-4 quarters.
Okay, so out of total projects under the water scheme, how many are as a HAM project?
Yeah, quite a number of them are HAM models, and there are EPC as well. Largely we are looking at the HAM model as our priority, but then we are also looking at EPCs on a selective basis.
Okay, and any update that you want to move towards higher, tech-based projects like more like ZLD projects?
While the interest and while the opportunities are there, we are trying to bid for ZLD projects also, and apart from ZLD desalination plant projects also, company is identifying and bidding those. We'll be sharing you the updates on what is the status of those tenders in Q4.
Okay, sir. And just miss on the few, the recent beginning question and answer session. So what is the bid pipeline currently, and what is the bid conversion ratio, bid win ratio?
Yeah, that's what I said, that we have a large bid pipeline today that's crossing $1 billion, but we're very selective in our bidding process because it requires a lot of efforts in the upfront. So you will not see you'll see a large percentage because we're very focused on our bids. So I wouldn't be able to give you an exact percentage in terms of conversions.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it. from my end.
Thank you. The next question comes from Premal Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, gentlemen. I have a specific question regarding the leadership strategy. The following the September 2025 appointment of Mr. Sunil Nair as the CEO and the new CFO, how will the leadership team reprioritize the growth strategies such as accelerating the EPC diversification or enhancing O&M capabilities?
I can take the call. My name is Sunil Nair. I'm the CEO. I have it with Shravan, who is the CFO. Obviously, we have now put out our long-term plan and the short-term plan, prioritizing on the segments, geographies, and the markets, and we want to like to focus on. So there are markets that we want to get in. We already started that on the international markets. And from Indian domestic point of view, we have into various segments, water, wastewater is a priority, as I said. We're going to look at industrial park. That's going to be a large chunk of businesses that is going to come up in the next quarter. So we remain focused on delivering value through our expertise on the project execution and monitoring. And obviously, when it comes to investment projects, we're going to do a effective debt and treasury management, and in the whole process that today that we're going to enhance our entire leadership team, as well as one of the key areas is the supply chain management as well.
Thank you. That sums up what I wanted. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Sudhir Beda from Beda Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand two, three things. As you guided just to the earlier questioners, your turnover for the current year would be 2,200. So is it with the other income or without other income?
It's without other income.
Oh, great. So because the first 6 months, we have seen the decline in the turnover as well as EBITDA on the absolute basis. So what was the reason and how do we see going forward for the second half and next year?
Okay, so I can provide you, see, some of our large HAM projects have come to in the last stage of this, tapering in the last stage, and the new projects are picking up momentum. So this one quarter, you would see a decline in revenues and profits because the new project, which is a large project, is in the engineering stage, and we're going to pick up momentum in the next two quarters. So you'll see a jump in the next two quarters.
Yeah, that's helpful. And can you throw colors on other income? See, quarter after quarter, we have a large other income coming in. So what is the nature of that income, and is it sustainable going forward?
Other income is pertaining to the interest, which have been advanced to the group companies in the form of HAM model projects, for HAM model projects, one. And second is pertaining to the scrap income. And third is pertaining to the related to sale of assets, sale of fixed assets.
Mm-hmm. So is it sustainable, this kind of other income going forward?
The interest income will be sustainable. Interest income is going to continue. Reason being, some or other HAM model projects which company is executing, it will be lending against the interest free, it is interest bearing only. So against the current other income, it will sustain 75% to 80%.
Okay, whatever you have reported in Q2, that is sustainable.
Q2 we have reported 90 crores approximately other income. That 90 crores will continue.
Pardon? I just couldn't understand. 90% of that is sustainable.
Sustainable, correct.
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on the telephone keypad. Next question comes from Rajashekar from Sai Padmaja Investments. Please go ahead.
Sunil Nair, sir, good evening. Welcome to Ramki Infra. As a CEO under your leadership, we expect that you will take this to a new heights. And this is a flagship company of Ramki Group. Sir, hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. One thing is, we need the funding requirements are going to be massive considering the industrial parks and water treatment plants built by the company, sir. Are we using our own funds? How these funds arrangements will be done by keeping debt equity ratio in check? And second thing is, sir, actually, I think, sir, we have pending claims related to Srinagar Banihal Road. If no problem, can you throw some light on that? And one more thing, sir, actually, if it is no problem for you, can you disclose, in some of the projects where we are L1? And thanks a lot, sir. Once again, welcome to Ramki Group, Sunil Nair, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. From a financing point of view, now we are looking at innovative funding strategy. It's not the traditional banks that we're going to depend on. We are exploring many other funding strategies. Probably we're not in a position to disclose all of these things in this call. And I'm happy to provide you once we close these fundings. Typically, harm projects are funded through 30-70 debt equity, ratios. Our target is to bring in better financing terms so that the new projects which are getting awarded. There is a lot of traction from various investors in India and abroad. So once we have clarity, we will be definitely disclosing this to the markets. When it comes to Srinagar Banihal, claims are, we are in an arbitration process. The arbitration process is expected in the next year. We hope to see results of the art, and we are hopeful that there's a substantial claim that which we have submitted.
Can you please roughly tell the how much amount it can be, sir, if it is no problem for you?
No, I think it would be unfair for us to judge something in the court of law. We would expect that once we reach a conclusion on the arbitration award, will be in a position to disclose this.
Can we expect it to be a sizable amount, sir?
Sizable all depends. Considering the size and scale of the job, we would rank this as sizable.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. And, sir, anything that you can comment on the projects which we became L1 by now, if it is no problem?
Again, sir, we have restrictions in terms of disclosing these numbers, but we are in a very advanced stage of discussion with some of the states. We hope that in the next 1 month, we'll be able to disclose to the market the size and scale of these jobs.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are audible. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just first of all, clarification. You mentioned the order book breakup, 9,200 crores. Out of that, around 2,700 crores was water and wastewater, right? So what other sizable, segmental order book was there? I missed that number.
Yeah, it's a 2,700 crore today is that we have disclosed to the market is that one is the major Malana Sagar water supply scheme. That brings in 80-85% of the revenue in that segment.
And what other major breakup would be there?
The industrial is 4,000 crores. Building and construction is 2,000 crores. Urban solutions and others contributes to 500 crores.
Building would be what? 200 crores or 2,000?
Building is 2,000 crores.
2,000 crores. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And O&M is around total, among this would be about 3,300 crores.
Yeah, it's close to 4,000 crores is O&M and EPC is 5,200 crore on the backlog.
Understood, understood. And I mean, you mentioned the big $1 billion of pipeline that we have, but by FY26, and so what sort of order book closing we would like to have? I mean, currently which is around 9,200 crores.
Look, I mean, you know, our lookout is to maintain a visibility of 2 to 3 years, gives us a confidence. So 2.5x is the number that, you know, in terms of turnover, we'll always maintain. From so we would expect to clock, you know, maybe in the next year, close to 12,000 crores.
FY27.
Yeah.
So I mean, we are targeting 12,000 crores of order inflow for FY27. Would that be a right understanding?
No, I mean, cumulative, I'm saying is that currently our backlog is 9,200. So we would be adding, you know, the balance the next year.
Okay. So FY26 and 12,000 crores would be order backlog that we might target.
Correct.
Okay, understood. And in terms of margins that you mentioned, 21-22%, right, EBITDA margins?
Yes, that is the current margin. We hope to maintain that EBITDA margins. Unlike any other infra companies, our balancing is about we have a solid O&M margins and the capex margins, and then wherever we are doing HAM projects, which are far more profitable than the typical EPC segment.
Correct. But this 21-22% includes other income?
It just includes other income.
Come again?
Yes, it is included. That's included.
Including other income. But I mean, if I have to see first half, our average EBITDA margin including other income is close to about 32-33%, right?
That is at a consolidated level because of one annuity income which is being considered in the quarter one. It is 32. But if you're looking at Q2, then it is around 26%.
So Q2 also we are close to about 30%. I mean 29.5. That's what I can see. 83. I mean 140 crores is your EBITDA, right? Including other income.
Correct.
So, but including other income, we are targeting on a sustainable basis 21-22%.
Correct. For on a long term and a consolidated yearly basis, it is 21-22.
Okay. Sure. I think that would be from my side. All the very best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Shantanu Basu from SMIFS Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I just want to know, I mean, most of my questions have been answered. So I just have one question. That is with regard to the Visakha Pharma City, which is still being shown as assets held for sale. So what's the progress on that one?
As of today, it is under discussion in terms of documentation sharing and also the due diligence process and also the additional prerequisites what company would like to complete it before signing the SPA, which we are expecting before March the transaction concludes.
That is March 2026.
Yes.
And the buyer has been identified, right?
The buyer has been identified, yes.
Fine. And any reason, just, I mean, why there was a huge quarterly drop in margins and revenue as well? I mean, a drop in revenue and margins as well in this Q2?
Margins in terms of absolute number, it is dropped, but the profitability percentages are remaining as is in compared to the previous quarter.
No, if I exclude the other income, then obviously your margin dropped from 24.4% in Q2 FY25 to 17.54% in Q2 FY26.
Mm.
Okay, if I exclude the other income, so why did this happen?
In the previous quarters, there is the projects which related to some which have been completed. And for the current quarters, what we have planned for execution is pushed to the next quarters, quarter three and quarter four.
Okay. But, I mean, that is with regard to revenue. You can postpone the revenue, but why did the margins drop?
In terms of margins as well, HAM model projects, whatever we have executed previous quarters, those have been completed in the current quarters. So those incomes, what we have recognized in Q2 24-25, is no longer there in Q2 25-26.
Okay, so these are essentially lower margin projects.
No,
right?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you join back the queue, sir? Thank you. The next question comes from Karthikeyan VK from Suyash Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of clarifications. One, can Mr. Sunil, can you clarify or rather share your thoughts on your international aspirations, A, in terms of your right to win and in terms of your ambition, both, please?
Yep. International is a quite large word, but currently our focus is on Middle East and Africa, and largely these projects are water, wastewater-related projects which is on an IPP model. I mean, they call it in that part of the world IWP. PPs on water, it could be water transmission, it could be sewage treatment, waste treatment, transmissions, desalinations. These are the projects in terms of water, wastewater. And obviously, we are very successful in India to building up an industrial park. We would like to replicate these kind of models in the Middle East and Africa, where we have a strong traction today. So these are the two major areas that we are looking at currently in the international market.
Can you clarify what you mean by strong traction? You mean from the strong demand perspective, you mean, right?
Yeah, I see, because these are projects which are not tendered out, where we work mm-hmm. with the state, educate them, we prepare the plants, we provide, so then it comes typically as come out as an RFQ. So there's quite a lot of work has been done in the last many, 2 years. So we will see that the projects are coming up in the coming years.
So these would typically be negotiated rather than tendered. That's what I'm predicting.
Yeah, some of them would tender out. Some of them are negotiated.
Sure. So the other question, sir, just to understand the way the business is being structured, I see that there are a lot of large-sized orders. So the one that you recently announced is a 2,000 crore-plus project. Two other projects where you are L1 are, from what I heard in the early part of the call, was 2,000 crore each. So, as a managing director, CEO, how do you think about, working with large projects? So, the withdrawal of each project would result in a certain vacuum. So it creates its own set of challenges. So how do you think about balancing your portfolio with a combination of, say, reasonable-sized projects versus very large ones? Some thoughts on that would be interesting.
We have a very strong risk management initiatives when we've been bidding. We've been on these projects for the last couple of years, working, understanding the legal hassles, understanding contractual financing terms. So quite a lot of efforts have been gone in. There is a de-risking strategy on every project today, what we at every stage of the project. So all of these factors have gone into building our proposals. And today we are quite confident that the one which we have in hand has picked up quite a large momentum, where we know how to manage our the contracts in terms of legal, in terms of financing. So it's holistically we looked at these projects, and we got quite confident that we can manage the size and scale of these jobs.
And you would execute these in-house, I'm assuming?
Most of the works are executed in-house. Special expertise have been hired. But from an engineering, value engineering point of view, detailed engineering point of view, we bring in quite a lot of value. And our execution team on the ground has also a lot of capabilities in terms of executing. That is where the differentiator we have compared to the other. We do a lot of jobs in-house, wherein we are able to control the CapEx and the timeline and the OpEx.
One last clarification, sir, and I will get back in the queue. The two projects where you said you are L1, are those HAMs or are those under the EPC structure?
No, one is basically a build-on-operate model, which is an EPC model.
Okay. Thank you. Best wishes, sir.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Dharmesh Pancholi from Shrika Securities. Please go ahead. I repeat, question comes from Dharmesh. Please go ahead, sir. There is no response. The next follow-up question from Rajashekar from Sai Padmaja Investments. Please go ahead.
Sunil Nair, sir, one request from as an investor from our side would be we are expecting dividend from the company, which we request you to announce in this financial year.
Okay, we have just listened your interest and also the request. We will circle back internally and we will ask for the dividend policy of the company and also the new projects coming in and also the board approval. We'll come back to you.
I think we have a very strong intent going forward to declare dividends in the coming years.
And one more small suggestion, sir. Frankly, ours is a technical infra company, not like laying roads or like, no, we are into wastewater management, industrial park. And actually, first name would be fine, Ramki, this is a flagship company. Can you rename the company which reflects like a technical infra company? Just a suggestion, sir, whether it is possible or not. That's just a request because we are a technical infra company, not like routine people who lay roads and all this. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
I think it's a very good suggestion, and then there's a work in progress on that. We are redoing complete the branding and on our way forward. I think you will see in the next coming quarters our proposals.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I hope this tradition of organizing con call is continued for subsequent quarters also. So my question is regarding Ramki City. So what is the status of this project? If I remember correctly, that asset was attached by ED. So that has been released and have we put it for sale? So what is the status? What we are going to do with that asset?
So currently it is not at released, but the current position is the High Court has kept the position in stay. It is not held for sale now, but it is set aside.
No, I didn't understand. So you said it is not released, means you cannot sell it, no, unless it is
correct,
released.
Correct. The 240 acres... whatever is being attached.
But we hope it to be released over next...
We are expecting, but since it is the timelines which it is attached with the court, we're just looking at how fast we can do that.
So what is the our capital investment in that asset, sir?
No, I did not get you. Can you repeat the question, please?
What is the amount we have invested in that asset?
So it is a part of our overall investment. No? So this 240 acres is a part of the total 2,500 acres for the city. So there is no specific investment for specific this 240 acres. Overall park development we have done initially from 2005 to 2013. That investment is gone into for this 240 acres also.
So, out of 2,500, only 240 acres is attached. Is that understanding correct?
That's right.
Okay, sir. And lastly,
sorry,
what is our...
Kumar, can you join back the queue, sir?
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Dharmesh Pancholi from Shrika Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I have follow-up questions on... the numbers that we spoke earlier, the 1600 crore is what we are expecting coming two quarters, and rest 7600 crore out of 9200 crore the order book that we are having, we are expecting it to close in coming two years. So next year 3600 and after the 3600, is that the correct understanding of mine?
There could be a slight higher up number in the next quarter because one of these water wastewater projects we have to complete in the year 26-27, where because we are accelerating that project. So there could be a slight jump in 26-27 beyond 3,600 crore. We are looking beyond that number.
Okay. So coming to the EBITDA margin, that if we remain constant on the EBITDA margin of 21-22%, so EBITDA will be what, 800 crore plus in that scenario next year?
Yes.
And this year itself, if we are talking about 1600 crore, 20% over there, 320 plus, till now we have 150, 323 plus 120, so around 500 crore we are expecting this year itself.
That's correct.
Okay, great, great. So thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. That would be the last question for the day. Now I hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
So thank you very much. It's been quite interactive session, and also we have hope we have clarified the queries of the investors, and also we'll be happy to connect whenever they would like to interact with us through you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Door Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.